Fine Dining, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America, is a podcast where comedian Michael Ornelas is traveling the country, eating at all chain restaurants in search of the perfectly average 5.0 out of 10 dining experience, the objective middle threshold of where bad becomes good. Friend of the Doughboys, Marissa Pinson and John Glover were the most recent guests as they reviewed Costco's Food Court. It's a two-part episode that covers everything from discontinued menu items to how many Costco hot dogs they could fit in their mouths. Damn, I wish I was on that episode. I'd crush that. Head over to linktree.com/finediningpodcast, FINEDININGPODCAST, and click B's giveaway to enter a giveaway for an all expenses paid trip to your local Applebee's, the current front runner for the most mediocre restaurant in America at 5.02 out of 10 for you and up to three of your friends. And you could watch or listen to Fine Dining on your platform of choice while you're there. Enter by May 1st, and the winner will be announced on the May 8th episode. Disclaimer, $50 will be provided for transportation along with a $200 Applebee gift card. I love doing those fast read disclaimer things. Go give Fine Dining a listen, the search for the most mediocre restaurant in America. I recorded this episode with Charlie a while back, and in the most Gabrus fashion ever, I never even turned his mic on. So, using the power of editing and the power of Mars, the HeadGum engineer and my editor who kicks freaking butt, she was able to rescue this episode. So I apologize to you that the sound will be off, but be thankful that you get to hear two nearly 40-year-old men talk about hot tubs.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. The number one fuck boy. Just got new upstairs neighbors. Curious how he feels about this. Joining me as always in the High and Mighty Studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Give him a shout out. Perfect. Also in the High and Mighty Studios is a friend, a comedian, one of my favorite improv coaches I've ever had, improv everywhere mastermind, podcast host in his own right, returning guest, and self-proclaimed shithead, Charlie Todd is in the High and Mighty Studios. Chuck Todd, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, excited to be here sitting next to Arthur, who is going down on a bone pretty hard.
Yeah. That's his specialty. Dude, I'm so happy you're here. You're in LA more and more frequently now, but you are in New York. So
yeah, just coincidentally, I've been out here a lot lately for work. But
and you were like, tomorrow I'm free in the afternoon if you want to hang out or do a podcast. I was like, motherfucker, come do a podcast.
Yeah, man. If we're going to talk, we might as well record it.
Dude, we're content. We just create content. Like, us engaged is content.
No, but
monetize our conversations.
I am a shithead now, though. I mean, you know, I did the beer episode.
Yeah, go back and listen to 6 months ago or so, the beer episode that we did together.
And I was like a fan of the podcast, but doing that episode, I was like, oh, I need to listen to some more. And yeah, I've listened to most of them.
You did pretty much what I did with Don't Get Me Started when I was like, oh, I know this person. I love Will and Anthony. And then I got into the podcast itself, and then it didn't even matter what the guest or the subject was. I was just excited to listen.
And I think this show also has filled my Don't Get Me Started void since they stopped doing that show.
Of former UCB New York people that you kind of miss hearing them talk.
And also, I talked about beer on your show. I talked about beer on their show. What I want to talk about today is what they did not pick when I gave them a couple of choices.
But this topic excites me. I can't believe you're the person that wants to talk about it. This is so exciting to me. You want to talk hot tubs.
I love hot tubs.
I love hot tubs so much. Hot tubs are something that I really like. They're a part of a thing I really love, like spa culture. But...
Spa culture? You mean like
Vegas
spa? Nice, indoor spa.
Yeah, okay. I love. I love hot tubs outside. Yeah.
I like them indoor, outdoor. Yeah, I like both. Let's get that out of the way.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of like the sauna, plunge pool, hot tub. Because I'm a big fan of Vegas, so that kind of rolls in that. Before we get too much into hot tubs, let's just read a couple of reviews real quick. This is from Treese. As always, if you rate me 5 stars and roast me in the comments, I will read it on the air. saw jam. This is from Tree City Fan, titled Jam Gargis. Saw Jim's bare butt on Netflix today. I hope that's the clip they play during his in memoriam segment at the Razzies. I realize now I may have read that already. That sounded familiar.
Congrats on the butt scene, by the way. I haven't seen it yet, but yeah, I heard you talk about it on the last episode.
Yeah, people are into it. There's some people. It's the thing I've watched that people have seen the most. The thing I've done that the most people have watched.
So the thing you've done that the most people have seen is you getting your ass eaten up.
Yep. Unfortunately, I've done
your prosthetic ass.
Yes, prosthetic ass. Yeah. I'm not against eating, get my butt eaten. Yeah. But for Utkarsh's sake, I thought we should use a prosthetic ass. I mean, it wasn't my idea. It was the production's idea. I feel like Utkarsh was like, we need to figure this out. Well, here's one last review. Then let's get in. I'm too excited about... this is from Joe Pills and just says, John, 5 stars. I don't think you're fat. I don't think you're loud or obnoxious. I don't think you're stupid or uncreative. But what I do think is that you should talk to someone. All the self-deprecating. It must wear thin on the soul. I know therapists are expensive, but it's an investment you might want to make. The last thing I want to hear is that my comedy idol had a mental breakdown or worse. So please reach out to someone for the sake of the fans and the sake of yourself.
That was not a roast.
I'm starting to think it wasn't a roast. I guess I could have read that in any tone I wanted, and I read it a little too solemnly.
Yeah.
And that's just like a legit a plea for me to get help.
Yeah, that's just somebody reaching out and checking in on here.
Okay, I should probably state in this moment that I am currently seeing a therapist, but also I do put on an air of self-deprecation for the podcast and for most of my engagement.
You're a very confident person.
Yes, yeah, I'm not truly, I'm cocky, I'm arrogant, like to the point, I'm beyond confident, yeah.
You can laugh at yourself.
I can confident. Laugh, yeah. It's fun, I like to make fun of people, I truly love to make fun of people. To make people laugh. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things to do. But it's guaranteed the person I'm making fun of is not going to get offended if I make fun of myself.
Right.
Like, I can't get... I know I have friends, like, close friends, like Rogers, I'll just bust his balls relentlessly, Stanger. Like, the guys I know really well, I know they don't think I'm being a dick. Right. Or they do, but they're okay with it, whatever version of that. But with me, I know I'm not going to get mad.
Yeah, I'm just going to kill myself. Who's... Maybe somebody who's meeting you for the first time, it might take a second to realize, like, oh, this guy just likes fucking with people. Like,
yeah.
He's super friendly. And
I just had a lunch with a group of people and one person I didn't know there, and I don't think she was a fan of me at all. I think she was kind of, like, turned off by my brash energy.
And did you call her out on something? Or
yeah. Right after she started, like, disagreeing with, like, everything I said and, like, trying to nitpick and start arguments. And I just got a little too keyed up and started roasting back. And then I think I ruined everyone's lunch.
Well, this listener wants you to make sure you're getting help. So.
I am. And I'm enjoying therapy right now. It's it's an interesting new facet of my life.
First time?
Yeah, I've only done 2 sessions. Yeah, I've never done it before. I mean, I see why everyone just says, if you can get it, do it. Mm-hmm. It like is just, it's like going for a long walk. It's just something that feels like it's good for you.
Yeah.
Just... And you don't have to sit with a friend and just tell them all your problems.
Or have a podcast.
I know, it's funny to get therapy and realize I'm like going into like bits. Like,
yeah, start making a microphone.
Yeah, I know. Maybe, I wish I could monetize. Maybe I'll record it as a Stitcher Premium series. John's therapy sessions.
I like it.
It's like, I mean, my podcast, it would be slightly different than my podcast because all I talk about in therapy is losing weight, my dead dad, and my careers. So might as well just it's high and mighty.
Yeah, just bring a guest in with therapy. Do some couples.
This is Mono and Betsy. We're going to eat some quesadillas while you analyze what the choices I'm making wrong in my life. When did you first know you loved hot tubs?
The earliest hot tub that I remember is in Litchfield Beach, South Carolina.
Why do I all of a sudden wish we were on like Charlie Rose and like it was like a super serious like, well, the first hot tub I remember. Take me there, Todd. Take me there.
My parents bought a little beach condo in 1983. I was 4 years old and it had a pool, but you know, a couple of buildings around a pool with a hot tub.
Oh,
and
they got like one of those. It's a beach, little beach area, like a part, like a complex type of thing. Yeah. And they have like some amenities.
Some shared amenities. Yeah. With like...
And how far away was that from your house? It's like a half hour drive kind of beach
no,
house?
No, it was like about 2 hours, 45 minutes from my house.
Oh, okay.
So this is like we would go, and they bought this condo and they rented it out the whole summer except for 2 weeks when we would go.
Oh,
so
smart.
So you had to pay for it. And
because so you would have it all year round with just nobody really going
in. Yeah, although we would go, well, that this is part of it, because we would go in the winter a lot because you couldn't rent it out because nobody wanted it in the winter, but the hot tub would be running. So that's one of my favorite things, is to be in
hot tub in cold weather.
Hot tub in cold weather.
Dude, when I was with Justin Tyler, mutual friend, in Montana, we went to the hot springs and it was snowing out. It was just so awesome to be like in a hot tub while there's just snow on the ground.
And so we're talking natural hot springs. We're talking
But they were built like hot tubs. Yeah, it smelled like farts.
Yeah.
It smelled like Justin Tyler.
So his farts were mixing with these
I was like, Justin, is that you? And he goes, that is the springs, I swear to God. I was like, I cannot trust you.
Yeah, I've been to some stinky sulfur hot springs. I like it.
I don't mind it. Yeah. If you can get over the smell shortly. Once you're like, often where you have to change has the strongest sulfur smell, you know, like whatever the inside room is.
Okay.
But once you're outside, it's a little better.
Yeah.
But a hot tub in the cold
is the best. Like I got to go to the Aspen Comedy Festival forever ago when that was a thing. And I remember I went with Chris Kula, and where we were staying, like, had a hot tub outside. Oh. And it was just the treat, man. It was like, you know, snow on the ground.
Wait, what show were you doing a show there?
I was there. This was 2006, and it was when, like, the internet was, like, web comedy was a new thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they did, like, a showcase called Off the Web. It was me talking about improv everywhere, and Kula was there because we filmed some videos, and he, like, produced the videos with me. We worked with Colton Dunn. We did the Meet a Black Person video. Do you remember that
one? Oh, yes.
So Colton.
Yes. Colton, that's very funny for Aspen. I remember that.
Yeah.
Colton, who has been trying to get nailed down to be on High and Mighty forever, but is a working sitcom actor and has a young daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is African American.
Yeah.
And we
were, that's yeah. That's what you were setting up. I'm explaining why he hasn't been
on
the podcast.
I'm not just randomly talking about his race, but he's black, and we were in he was there. He was in a sketch show the same year that we were there. And we he probably made a comment like, I'm the only black person in this whole city. We looked it up, and it's like 99.4% white, the population of Aspen. So we set up a kiosk. Actually, there was already a kiosk for like hot chocolate at the bottom of the slopes, but it was abandoned. So we just put a sign in front of it that said, meet a black person, and just had him stand there and wave at people and film this, you know, video with like a shitty camera.
Yeah.
Like 2006.
I remember those early Improv Everywhere videos. Like, now you guys have like teams of DPs shooting all HD and shit. Like
we're like a real production company now. But then it was my roommate Chris Kula has a mini DV camera
and a weekend free.
Yeah, so I'm asking the Aspen Comedy Festival, can you bring my producer, my buddy holding his one chip mini DV camera?
Can I bring my my guy? He does all the equipment and stuff. He just has like a shitty like backpack. Sony DV camera.
Yeah, that was it. No microphones. Nothing. But that was super fun. But we were in a hot tub.
Oh yeah,
quite a bit.
Hey, let's do some more mutual friend name dropping. When I went to Sundance with the film Little Hours, I didn't have a hotel room because I wasn't that important of a person. But our mutual famous friend Adam Pally did, and he got one of those hot tubs on the balconies. And it was so snowy. Nice.
So this is a hotel room that has your own private hot tub on.
Yes, it was like a condo. Like, because he was there for two different movies, so he got some like amazing little setup. And we were fucking sitting in a hot tub, smoking a joint on the fucking deck while there's just like piles of snow around us.
That's great.
It was so cool.
I've never been on a balcony hot tub. That's a goal.
Oh, Tiff got me one in when we went to Portland for my birthday.
Okay.
She rented us a hotel room that had a hot tub on the.
Those rooms are always like seven times more expensive. Than,
it's
like,
and you use it for 15 minutes, and you're like, that wasn't worth it.
But one day, I don't know, I'm gonna do it for like my 40th birthday or something. I'll have to do that.
Yeah, the big fight was we were renting an Airbnb somewhere, and it was like. It was over New Year's Eve. We were renting Airbnb with aforementioned Justin and other friends, and. I insisted on wanting to rent. We were going to like the Hudson Valley just to like cook and drink for a few days. Turns out we would also watch all of Making a Murderer in the 3 days together as we were just
without sleeping.
Yeah. We literally were like one more episode. There's like six of us drinking old fashions. Like, yes, fire it up. But I wanted a place with a hot tub. I'm like, it would be so awesome to have a hot tub outside. Mm-hmm. It's New Year's Eve. It's jet. It's cold. We can go in and out of the hot tub. And every place that had a hot tub looked like the kind of house that had a hot tub. You know, it was like a little. It wasn't as charming as my wife and friends imagined.
What does that mean, the kind of house that has a hot tub? Just that it's like a vacation property?
It's like a vacation property. It's like a hot tub has a. Don't you think a hot tub has a little bit of a date on it?
oh, that you wouldn't do it. Like, it's not modern.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't feel that modern anymore to have a hot tub. Like, it like
depends on the kind of hot tub.
Right. If it's one of the, you know, which kind I'm talking about, the kind with like a foam lid and yeah. like, yeah, that's yeah. like so, feels so 80s and 90s.
Yeah, I agree yeah. with that.
But and
it's the, got, by the way, just now that we brought that up, in ground is always better than above ground.
Oh, hell like, no, yeah.
Just
in ground hot that. Tub is a fucking dream, dude. Yeah. Do you have one in your Manhattan apartment?
I do not. No, I'm moving to a place that has a little backyard, and then I immediately was like, oh, can I put a hot tub up there? I think there's no You're, way.
You have like a young son, like, take up the little bit of yard he has with yeah. a hot tub. You're not allowed in there.
It would take up like 25% of this tiny little outdoor space that is amazing for Manhattan. But yeah, I immediately was like, oh, maybe we could one day put a hot tub out there. But yeah, so that's the thing with me. Like, whenever I'm going on a vacation, like, I rented a place with Kula in Palm Springs once with a couple other couples. And, like, that was, like, high on my list. Like, guys, we have to get a hot tub.
Right.
Like, when I travel.
It was so hot in Palm Springs, but it gets cool at night.
Yeah, this really, was New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, that's – and then I'm constantly frustrated by hot tubs because if you rent a place that has a hot tub, there's no guarantee that it works.
No.
Like, hot tubs are constantly breaking down.
They're always like the owner's like, well, I'll send the guy over. Like, if yep. we're talking like Airbnb or like those kind of places.
Totally.
That happened with, I went with a group of people to Big Bear. Mm-hmm. And there was enough people. We rented this giant old school house that had a screening room in it. And it wasn't an expensive house because it was like so dated that the screening room was like, you know, teal and coral, you know?
Right.
And the screen, like, none of it would work. And we were like, obviously we don't need to have the theater room work.
But it's why you picked
but
that
we
place.
We picked this place because that's yeah. one of the things. Yeah.
It's Manning. All of those Airbnbs or vacation properties that have some super cool amenity that's loudly advertised in the listing. And then you get there, it's like, oh yeah, you want to use the hot tub? Like, yeah, I want to use the hot tub. It's why I rented this place.
It's one of those weird like bait and switches that a lot of places will do. It's like, oh yeah, come on in. We have, we're selling Honda Civics for $5,000. You're like, oh shit. Yeah. And, well, the Honda Civics, actually, they're dated. If you want the Accord, those are, and they're like,
right.
you're like, oh fuck. Now you're fucking me. You just got me to sign up for this property because you said hot tub, and you just never have to worry about it working because no one switches Airbnbs like once exactly. they're there.
You're there. You're stuck. You can't.
Yeah. You've got to make the best of it. You're on vacation. You don't want to be the guy that's like, no. And then it's always like, he can only come there tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. or something. Right. You're like, oh. And he's like, you hear him out there and you're like, I gotta go help this guy and shit.
But because everything has to be right. Like a hot tub that's like, I don't know what your temperature preference is, but I gotta be 104 or higher.
104 or higher.
Yeah. In South Carolina, 104 is the legal limit.
You can't go higher than
that. All the signs are like, you know, no pregnant women.
Yeah.
And then there's like the list of drugs from the 80s that are on the signs. Yeah, so like, no barbiturates.
No poppers. No yellow devils. No ice. No lace. You're like, what is these fucking American Gladiator names?
I gotta go try a barbiturate. I don't know what that is. That's supposed to be good.
Yeah, or Benny's, I think, was like another like old school drug because that was in a sign my dad had. We had a bar in our basement, like a little wet bar, and my dad had a sign that said drugstore is open, marijuana X dollars an ounce, hash, blah blah. It was like a little designer sign. Uh-huh. But then there was like Benny's and barbiturates were listed, and I didn't know what they were in like the 90s when I was reading it.
Yeah,
you know,
I still don't.
Yeah, I think a barbiturate is like sort of like a quaalude. It's just like a downer. It's like it knocks you out. Like, I think they're like opiates now.
And then if you combine that with 104 degree body temperature,
not
it's
ideal.
A bad idea.
But yeah. Here's my next question, and it's going to open up. If you're underage, just deal with this, but be smart, be wise. But drinking in a hot tub is like one of the best things.
It's the best.
it's not ideal. It's not ideal for your body, but it's the best.
Is it bad for your body? I mean, yeah.
If you're getting dehydrated, if you're if you don't take countermeasures of not, if you stay in there for 2 hours and have 12 beers,
right.
you're going to kind of fuck yourself up a little bit. But if you drink some water at the end of the night or whatever.
Or jump in the pool every 20 minutes because you ought to be doing that anyway.
Yes, dude. Now you're talking contrast temperatures, dude. That's
contrast
the dream.
Contrast temperatures is key.
Yeah.
And I've got a lot of memories of going down to this beach place and being in the hot tub in January and then jumping in the pool.
And the pool is like brick ass. Because
like
it's
40 degree temperature
right.
pool or whatever.
But it's fine because you can get... We were just doing that at Gimberling's house the other
the
day.
The best. Yeah, jump in, get super cold.
And you're like, you know you can get right... And when the first step into the hot tub hurts your feet because your feet are so cold.
Yeah. If I get into a hot tub and my feet are stinging a little bit, I'm upset. I'm like, this is not warm enough.
Oh, you want it to hurt.
I want the sting, you know, yeah. the nice little sting.
The little sting. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love, like, going back to the spa thing. I love when there's a plunge pool and a hot tub, yep. like some of these Vegas spas and Voda Spa here in Hollywood. They have that, and it's like jumping back and forth between a hot tub into a cold plunge pool feels fucking – it's like colder than a normal pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so fucking great.
I was in Vegas for a job in January, and we stayed at Bally's, which has, like, a big pool that was closed. Like, apparently they just closed the pool for the winter because Bally's is kind of a shitty casino.
Yes, I just stayed at the Paris last weekend, and that's connected to Bally's.
Yeah, well, I had pool privileges at Paris, so I did go to the Paris pool.
It's a nice pool.
Yeah, a couple of hot tubs out there. Pretty solid hot tub, great view of the Eiffel Tower, which I appreciated.
I ate in the Eiffel Tower restaurant on the last day. It was pretty good, actually. Shout out to the high and mighty listener who was the sommelier there, whose name is currently
and recognized you
and recognized me, and he was from Long Island. He sent over a dessert tray of of gelatos or sorbets or whatever. It was awesome. Yeah.
So I was at Bally's. Did have a spa.
Oh wait, want to hear one more part of that story?
Yes.
The guy recognized me. He walks away, and my mom goes, "What was he talking about?" I'm like, "Oh, he knows me." And she goes, "How does he know you?" And I'm like, "From, like, doing comedy." And my mom's like, "That's so weird." And then, like, later on, the waitress came over and was like, sorry. He was so nervous to come over and talk to you. He's such a big fan." And my mom is, like, just nonplussed by it. It's, like, the third or fourth person that recognized me in Las Vegas. You think, like, your mom would be, like, proud of you.
And that's the best when somebody recognizes you in front of your parents.
Yeah, because then it's like, I told you I'm not a fucking loser. Yeah. Like, I told you I know I dress like this and don't do things most days. And then the woman's like, "And he's from Long Island." And my mom's like, "Oh, he's from Long Island? Tell him to come back over here." And he comes over and he's like, "I'm from this part of Long Island." And my mom's like, "Is so-and-so still the music teacher at that high school? A lot of my friends had him and said he was crazy." And my mom's like, obviously 25 years older than this guy.
Right.
And he's like, "No, not really." And she's like, "That's so wild that you're from Long Island. And you, when did you move out to Las Vegas?" I'm like, no. Joanne, this is not the cool part of the story. People from Long Island have moved everywhere. The cool part is that your son, who you have no idea what he's up to career-wise, and like Tiffany even made the joke. She goes, "What could he have seen you in?" And Tiffany's like, "Any number of things that you haven't watched or listened to." Ooh, yeah, nice. It was a little bitey. She saved my ass there. I'm comfortable talking shit about my mom on this podcast because she won't even try to figure out how to listen to it.
Your mom's not a shithead.
My mom is not a shithead. Not a classic shithead in the way that I use the term.
Yeah.
She's a traditional shithead culturally. Wait, so let's go back to...
So I went to the Bally's spa. We were just talking about Vegas spas. Yeah. And I've been to a couple of them. But yeah, I mean, even though Bally's is kind of a rundown casino... rundown hotel. It has like the classic Vegas spa with the steam room, the sauna,
dry sauna.
There was like a hot tub, probably 104 degree hot tub, and then there was like 100 and like maybe like a 98 degree hot tub.
Yeah, like a room, like a bath.
Yeah,
like a, which like is a like bubbly bath.
I don't know why the fuck anybody would go in that. Like,
I think that's the sit in for 5 hours one. You know what I mean, like it's just for people to just float around.
And then they had a plunge pool that was like maybe 5 feet deep. Like could fit and, like two people at a time.
Yeah, brick, right?
Here's a question. When you go to a spa like that, under
bathing suit or
naked? Yeah, you're taking your clothes off?
I'm a case by case situation. If I'm by myself, I'll wear a bathing suit. If a group of friends are going that are going nude, I'll go nude with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you say yes to it for peer pressure reasons?
I say yes to it to just not be the guy that has a bathing suit on with his other friends.
But you prefer to have your bathing suit on.
Yeah, I'm just more comfortable having my bathing suit on. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to think about, like, how my dick looks in any moment. Yeah,
whether there's, like, a semi coming on.
Yeah, or semi, or it's like, I just got out of the plunge pool.
Right, or George Costanza.
Yeah, and I'm not starting, my default is not even that impressive. You know what I mean? So I don't need to start fucking around with, I don't need to start fucking around with pools.
Right.
Yeah. No, but when my, sometimes I go with friends who have been on this podcast, I'll leave their names out in case they don't want to, but we'll talk off air. Uh-huh. They all go schvants out, so I'm just like, I guess I should do the same.
First of all, I prefer a co-ed situation. Like,
yes.
Particularly because, like, sometimes I'll be in a nice hotel with my wife.
And it sucks to go separate for, like, 2 hours.
Yeah, we were in Miami Beach at the Lowe's Hotel recently. We took a little baby moon.
Oh, you have a second one on the way, right?
Yeah, I'm having a baby in a month.
Congratulations. Thank you. Do you know gender?
Boy, another boy.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The Todd boys getting after it.
So we were, so this is like a baby moon, like our last trip together. And, you know, there's a spa there, but it was like, you know, two different sections, like the same thing. And, you know,
right.
And you're like, I'd rather like be in a hot tub with my wife rather than being by myself with a stranger.
Yeah.
So I prefer co-ed, but I have like gotten into the, like taking the bathing suit off in those situations. Like growing up, like definitely like high school, college, like this is crazy.
High school, I didn't even shower after football practice. And I just be like, oh, just do it at home. I don't care how.
Oh yeah. I hated showering in PE or whatever.
Yeah,
just
fuck that. Yeah.
Want to be naked around my friends and enemies. But you know, I don't know. Walking around naked with a couple of strangers in a Vegas thing. It's fine.
It feels like the right culture there. Too. Yeah. Yeah. It's like throwback.
It's a weird thing though. It is weird. That that it's a thing to walk to
have your dong
to be out. Naked to have your dong out in that environment. I would say I think it's like pleasant to be naked in a hot tub.
Yeah, but you have to think about other people. Like I think if I had my own hot tub or spa situation, 100% naked.
Uh-huh.
But like going to a public, that's not public necessarily, but it's like.
Do you think it makes it less sanitary that dudes' dongs are in it outside of a bathing suit?
I mean. It's this, I don't know. I think it's the same, right? 6 of 1, half a dozen. It's pubes probably, leak out the bottom of a bathing suit. Yeah. Just like imagined one floating, like splashing onto your face. Someone's like, hey, your beard is, oh my God, that's this old man's pubes.
So Cody and I were in, that's my wife Cody. We were in.
And co-host of your podcast.
And co-host of the Two Beers In podcast.
A tipsy roundtable. Oh, fuck, I couldn't get it right.
Subscribe. But so we were in Germany. In Cologne, and we went to like a it's called like a bod or whatever, I think it's bath, but it's like basically a bathhouse situation.
Yeah.
Pool, tons of like outdoor saunas and hot tubs and stuff.
Oh, sounds awesome.
And yeah, it was great. And there was an area where you could take your clothes off. And we just decided not to because, I don't know, we're in a foreign country. We didn't really know what to do. So we're walking around this outdoor area with all these outdoor hot tubs with our bathing suits on. And we slowly start to notice, like, every single person is naked. And this is from, like, 5-year-old kids to 80-year-old dudes walking
from
around.
From 80 pounds to 300 pounds.
All sizes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's naked. And we're like, oh, man, we kind of look like assholes. We're like the American tourists in our bathing suits. And somebody finally came up to
us. And you have an American flag Speedo that you wear everywhere.
That's right, yeah. And so somebody came up to us and said, actually, you can't be here unless you take your bathing suit off. And we were so embarrassed, like, because, like, the rules were in German. Like, we had no idea. And we just, like, turned around and went back to the other area. Because, like, at that point, we'd already been out there for 10 minutes. Like, you know what? We're good. We're just going to leave.
I would have just been like, you got it, and dropped my trowel in front of them. And then turned everyone and be like, I'm in.
Yeah, but it was just, I don't know. I think it was more weird because it was co-ed.
Like, right.
You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
Europeans, man, they've got a different vibe than the rest of us. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Co-ed naked is just for t-shirts and just for t-shirt logos.
Yeah, but we felt like creeps and like, you know, they think we're just here like, I don't know.
Wandering around fully dressed.
Yeah,
looking
amongst
at
a bunch of naked people. Yeah.
Oh, that's, my first real spa experience, like I had been in some hot tubs growing up because we would like drive down to Florida and if it rained it'd be like, oh, the hot tub is cool, you know, or something like that, or like
a meeting like you're in a hotel property.
Like in a hotel, yeah.
And, oh, by the way, hot tubs in the rain, amazing.
Hot tub in the rain, so good. Pool in the rain is very fun if it's temperature wise.
Yeah.
The ocean in the rain, if it's not lightning, it's all
love
beautiful.
The ocean in the rain. Yeah.
Love a rainy day in the ocean.
It's the best. Like I would always love that growing up at our beach place too, because like it starts raining and everybody packs up and leaves. It's like, well, I'm going out.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Well, as a beach lifeguard, when it rained, we called it a secret day because people wouldn't come to the beach. And if it rained only in the morning and it was beautiful all day long and we had no one at the beach is all to ourselves and we got a big, beautiful thing fucking just out surfing all day long. It was the best when, you know, it would be like people would be like, oh, change my plans for the day because it rained. And then you would have this fucking domain. I loved when it would rain, like when we were visiting some, like we were in D.C. one time, I think, and there was like an outdoor pool in the summer. And it started raining and no one was out there. And me and my brothers were like, can we go to the pool? Can we go to the pool? And it was like my mom's sitting under the umbrella and we're just fucking running around. It's like a fucking...
It's the best.
Yeah, it's like an adventure.
You got a tolerance for lightning? If you see lightning, you get out of the pool right away?
If you see lightning, you have to get out of the pool for 20 minutes.
I know, it's like a rule. Yeah. And as a former lifeguard, I'm asking you.
Yeah.
I definitely ignore... Like, because if you see lightning, you know how you can like count until you hear thunder?
And if you don't hear thunder...
Count to like 10 or something, like it's 10 miles away.
Yeah. We're using like 5 different wives' tales to determine lightning safety.
Also, I ate 20 minutes ago.
My ears are burning. Someone must be talking about me. But my first like spa experience, we went to Vegas for my grandfather's birthday 1 year. I was 22. My brothers were not of age to gamble. Or maybe one of them was, but the third one wasn't. So we had to find stuff to do all the time. And we were all a little bit of meatheads. So we found out, we found the hotel gym at the Flamingo. And it was fucking awesome. And it was like $20 a day to use. And we were like, oh man, we're kids. We don't want to spend it. We're like, oh, let's charge it to the room. And if Pop-Pop sees it or Mom sees it, we'll just tell them, we'll give them the money. So we charge the $20 each to the room. We work out. And then someone's like, you have access to all the facilities, just so you know. And we're like, what are the other facilities? They're like, oh, there's a spa back here. And we went back and we didn't know this, but there's hot tub, steam room, sauna, all the usuals, plunge pool. And we're like, we had no idea about all this. And we're like, oh my God. We spend the next like 2 hours just like drinking the little mini I love spa water. Water with some fucking fruit in it.
Little fruit infused water.
Oh, I love it. We're fucking eating apples and bananas. We don't even eat fruit and vegetables.
You got a free toothbrush there?
Right. Shaving. I just go, whatever they have, you're just using everything that you're like, take a shower at a spa and you use like 6 pounds of shampoo and body wash. You're just like, fuck it. Your head is like so lathered up. But we were having a blast, and then we were like, oh, the next day we were like, the pool was closing down, it's like our pool, it was getting like, you know, we were tired of being at the pool, we're like, you want to go to the gym and the sauna again? And we did it again, and we did it like 4 days in a row. We just kept charging it to the room. One day there was like an older predator man, because my youngest brother was probably like, you know, 12. We were like 12, 18, and 22, and there was like a sexual predator there.
How do you know it was a sexual predator? Did he prey upon your brother?
He was like, he was standing right in front of us in the steam room, fully nude, and pulling that like shower, you know, like that shower.
I love that shower.
I love a fucking cold shower in the middle of a steam room. It's a delight.
Place I went to at Lowe's had that, just hot steam room and then cold water.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, love it. He was just like rubbing his like dick.
Oh,
like,
straight up jerking off in front of him.
He was like splash. He was like rubbing water on his body, but he was clearly mostly playing with his dick, and we were like a couple of feet away. And then we like moved to the hot tub, and then he came into the hot tub and he started following us from the room, and we were like, fuck. And we were like, we're gonna go back the next day. And we were, you know, kids, so we were like, if he fucks with us, let's kick his head. We were like planning to beat him up if we saw him again, but we never saw him again. And so we went 5 days in a row, $100 each, and we were like, we're fucked, we don't have this money. I lost my money gambling, they're kids. And then my mom got in like an argument because they like fucked up our rooms and we weren't on the same floor, and my mom made like a big stink, and the woman's like, all right, I'll upgrade you guys to a suite and I'll wipe all the room fees. And my mom was like, there's room fees? And it was like $300 worth of gym and spa for her three kids in high school and college.
That should be included.
That should be included.
I mean, maybe charge a resort fee that everybody has to pay, but you shouldn't make somebody pay to go to do that.
Yeah, I do like that it costs money because it deters. Like, $20 is not... Here, I have a new Vegas theory after going this last weekend. When you enter Vegas, money changes value. Mm-hmm. If you're a gambler. If you're going to sit down and play blackjack and lose $200 in a half hour or an hour, what the fuck is a $20 spa treatment? Who cares about an $80 steak? Right. You know what I mean? Like, all of a sudden, you're like, well, what the fuck? I'm not going to complain about the cost of this $12 poolside margarita because I just lost $80 in a minute.
Just won $80.
Yeah, or I just won $80. Either way, money is just, like, falling out of your asshole the whole time you're there.
Right.
So, like, a $20 spa deters a lot of people, but then you can just go there, and it's not like kids running around wasting time there. Like, moms won't let them do it.
So let's talk about kids and hot tubs.
Yeah.
Because I recently went to the Embassy Suites in Glendale last time I was in town.
Excuse us. Were you investigating a murder?
I stayed at that was like the hotel for Eugene Cordero's wedding, which was like at this point like 6-7 years ago.
Oh,
and I stayed there as part of the wedding block, and then it's kind of become my default hotel.
Because you know it.
I know
it.
I know how to get there.
And you know there's a hot tub
close to Burbank. And it's got a hot tub. Like, whenever I'm booking any hotel or any vacation property, I always got to
stay. Yeah, I think all of Ruben Williams lives in the Valley, so it makes sense to stay over there.
Yeah, convenient to see my friends live in Burbank. So, anyway, it's got a nice outdoor hot tub.
Ooh.
It's year-round. Outdoor pool. But it smelled like urine. And it's a common hot tub problem. And I still used it. I didn't go with the next day. But there's sort of like an acceptable amount of urine smell that I will tolerate.
Because you're assuming that there's enough chemicals in there too to like.
But if you're smelling it, there's not. You know,
right?
Like Embassy Suites. Obviously, it's a family hotel because it's sweet.
Are you a piss fiend? I'm not. You're not a piss freak.
No, I'm not a Donald Trump golden shower guy. No, it's disgusting.
I love golden hot tubs.
The problem is that you can't really figure it out ahead of time, right?
Also, like, if it doesn't smell like piss, there's probably still like 1% less piss in a hot tub that smells like piss.
But it's a very specific smell that not everybody knows. Like I've been in a hot tub with somebody. I'm like, you smell that? They're like, oh yeah, it smells like a little different. Like, yeah, urine.
Oh,
because it's urine mixed with hot chlorinated water.
Yes,
and it
gives
this specific spell.
Yes, so that's a strike against kids in a hot tub. They're fucking crazy. Like hot tubs are the volume is one thing if everyone's drunk and chatting. But the movement is minimal.
Yes.
And kids come in and with like goggles on and shit like that. Uh-huh. And I get it. You're a parent. It's too cold for the kid to be in the pool. You're just happy that they're doing something outside or whatever. You know, you're just happy. But like, I think if I'm a parent, I will always be like, no. Hot tubs are for grown-ups. You're welcome to go in it, but you sit in it like a grown-up.
Yes. So my opinion on kids in hot tub, first of all, as I said, I started hot tubbing as a 4-year-old. So it's definitely... 4 hot tubs.
You were hot tubbing at 4 and popping bubbles at 5. In champers at the bar.
Barbiturates at 10. But no, when I was like, 17, I was suddenly against little kids in the hot tub.
Right.
And then when I have my own little kid, I'm for it again.
Right, because you want them to be able to sit.
But like, Mike, I'm really serious with him about not peeing in it. And he's smart. He doesn't pee in the pool. But, you have to teach kids that. Like, kids that are peeing in pools because they haven't been told not to.
Yeah, or adults are because they know it's really not that big of a deal.
But it is a big deal in a hot tub.
A hot tub's too small.
I think it's a big deal in a pool. You pee in pools?
Yes.
Just straight up, you pee in a pool.
I pee in any pool.
You'll pee in any pool.
Don't even invite me over your
house. You're at a friend's house and got a pool.
I don't like choose to pee in the pool, but if it's a...
What do you mean you don't choose to?
I'm not getting in the pool to go to the bathroom.
Right.
But if I'm in the pool,
it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not a big deal. There's so many chemicals counteracting that.
And yeah, so much, I think it's just
such a small percentage.
The amount a hot tub. Of water in a hot tub is so much less.
Yes, that's the problem, yeah. I don't pee in hot tubs.
I don't pee in hot tubs or pools. I pee in the ocean.
Oh, yeah. I shit in the ocean.
Really?
I've never taken
a shit in the ocean.
I've had to a few times. It's
okay,
terrible.
So not by choice. You just like...
It was like... I had to make that choice to do that or like dig a hole or go in a cave or something like that.
Yeah.
And I fucking...
Oh, because there wasn't like a public restroom.
Yeah, or it was like too far back up the way we came or something like that, you know? One time, it was a high school ditch. We went out to Montauk to Ditch Plains. We cut school to surf at a beach called Ditch Plains, which was a very exciting little entendre for us.
What does that mean, Ditch Plains?
Ditch Plains was the name of the beach, but like ditching school. Ditching school to go to Ditch Plains, we thought was very cute. We get there. We drove all the way out there. And it's like, we're paddling out super far to like get to a break. And we get out there and I'm like, I have to take a shit. And they're like, dude, the bathroom, you got to paddle all the way back in. You might have to take the car down to like the next area. And I'm like,
is it difficult to shit underwater?
It's, if you have to go, it's not hard, but it's not as like smooth of a, no, smooth is not the right word. Cause it's sometimes very smooth. It's not that, it's not that simple or clean of like a... It's not an open and shut case.
It's not one big log that comes
out. Yeah, you know, like... Work. And shit floats. And so like then you...
So you see it right
and then
away.
It just comes right up in front of you and you're like, no, no. But you have to like go far away from people and then just do it.
Of course.
Yeah. And I just pull my pants
wipe
up.
A little bit or just...
You'd use like a little hand and ocean combo, you know what I mean? And then I used my t-shirt when I got out and threw my t-shirt in the dunes and left.
So you had to wipe more thoroughly.
When I got out, just to be safe, I dried up with a t-shirt and ditched it. I one time also took a shit here in Malibu at El Matador, which is like... a beautiful cliffside beach, but I had to go. And my friends were on the shore, and I'm like, I'm going in to take a shit. They're like, I'm not leaving. I want to see this. I swam all the way out to take a shit, and then the second I took a shit, a wave came and just brought like everything. And they were like, oh, and they were like,
shore?
Yeah, they were like sprinting out of the water. I mean, it would eventually go out and disappear, but it like literally came into like ankle deep water.
Do you have to like peeing in the ocean? For me, is difficult. Like, you have to concentrate and like kind of hold your breath and be still. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I can do it. Like I was also a high school swimmer, like and I've been working at beaches and pools my entire life.
Right,
I could pee while paddling. I could pee while swimming.
Got it.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm like a shark.
Comes out.
And Am I never getting invited over to a hot tub with you now?
Well, I just hope you wouldn't be in a hot tub.
Nah, I would never.
Yeah. But yeah, so my little kid, I tell him, you know, you got to sit here, no okay. jumping around, no horseplay, yeah. you know.
We can go throw shit around in the pool later if
yeah,
you want.
Yeah, crazy in the pool. Yeah. But if you want to be here, you got to sit and be chill.
Because it is the energy of a hot tub. Yeah. Is like, it's either quiet and comfortable or conversation.
And that's one thing I really want to talk about is I love hot tub conversation, both with people I know and with strangers.
Love alone. I mean, I've done 150 episodes of hot tub conversation. Yeah. We should have a podcast where we get in a hot tub and invite a third. Natasha Leggero did that? And, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Tubbing with Tosh or whatever. Yeah. I think I remember that.
Yeah. I'm not always like a super chatty person. Particularly
with
like,
strangers.
No, with like family.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You know, like
I don't talk to my wife or son that much.
But I'd say like my wife and I have had a lot of serious conversations in hot tubs, like life conversations, like what are we going to buy this apartment?
Yeah.
Are we how
should where, we have another kid?
Where we? Yeah, that those kind of like big life moment conversations have happened a lot of times in hot tubs, just because it's like. Here we are. There's no other stresses.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, like, trying to get from point A to point B.
We're not trying to get the waiter's attention. We're not eating. We're not doing anything.
There's no music playing.
We're not even going under. You're not putting your head underwater in a hot tub.
Yeah. Oh, I do.
I do, too. Yeah. But not, like, you're not hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it is just a nice, like, hey, it's just, if it's the two of you, like, it's just the two of us. We got to watch something. Like, a lot of times we've, like, made some big life decisions in a hot tub.
And a hot tub gets... You know, you get acclimated to that temperature. So after like minute 10, it's more like homeostasic too. You're just
you
can really
relax.
Chill there. Yeah.
And then like, I don't know. Yeah. Just like with like my dad too. Like, I feel like I've had more long conversations with him in a hot tub.
Yeah. It's oddly like a trap.
Yeah.
In a good way. You don't want to get out of a hot tub because it's comfortable. And also, you know, you're going to be freezing when you get out. Like, you have to, you don't want to, that's the hardest part about hot tubs is ending a hot tub session. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, all right, I guess getting out and getting a fucking towel and like,
It's cold out.
Yeah, if it's cold out.
And by the way, I like going in a hot tub when it's 90 degrees out too.
Oh, I don't mind it. If there's a pool, I can cool off in.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll have a hard time just in a hot tub.
Yeah, a lot of people will think that's crazy to go, but I still like it.
Yeah, I still like it. As long, yeah, of course, whatever.
But the conversation with strangers, I think, is the more quirky thing about a hot tub. Because you're here, like, you know, somebody comes into the hot tub, you have to at least say like, hello.
You have to acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Because they're going to sit 2 feet away from you, looking directly at you. Like, your knees will be inches apart, based on, like, most hotel hot tubs.
Yeah.
So, like, you have to engage with those people.
It's this little enclosed space. And I don't think you always have to. Like, if I'm in a hot tub...
You can kind of vibe it out.
Yeah. If I'm with my wife and we're talking about something, somebody else gets in, another couple gets in, say hi, and then we can go back to talking or whatever. But I like that kind of chit-chat. Like,
when you're alone in a hot tub and someone else gets in alone, it's weird if you don't kind of chat a little.
Yeah.
Like, you know, even just hit him with the, it's nice, huh? You know, like, hit him with one of those. Mm-hmm. Hit him or her.
Yeah, and just usually it's...
It's 2018, women are using hot tubs too.
That's right. Yeah, women can use hot tubs. I want to be clear about that. But no, like, it's usually a situation where, like, it's a vacation property or a hotel. So it's like... You know, what are you in town for?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
And people are in generally good moods when they're on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Running into someone else on vacation is a delight. You ever get an opportunity, not just to go away on vacation with a friend, but more run into someone you kind of know while you're both on vacation? Is that
you and Eric Scott?
That happened to me and Eric Scott in the Bahamas. And
Neil Casey in New
Orleans. And Scotty Landis. In Barcelona this over winter break.
That happened with me and Yoni Lotan. I don't know if you know Yoni.
I do know Yoni. I think he's so funny.
He's awesome. And we were in, I was in Vegas this time. Then I went to the Bally's pool and I saw on Instagram he was in Vegas. And then we hung out and had a great night, rode the New York roller coaster. And he's like very much an acquaintance in New York. But all of a sudden it was like, hey, we're both here for
it's,
weird
something,
reasons.
Yeah, there's something about the vibe of like both being on vacation where you can make a friend. Or you can, like, running to someone who you kind of are friends with, be like, I mean, this is pretty wild that you're here, too. I guess we should hang out.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, like, and that's, it's a really fun, and so you just knock that down one notch to stranger, and you're like, a stranger could easily be an acquaintance with the, with this, handicap that vacation I'm giving and the relationship encounters saving throws roll or whatever.
Yeah, just everybody's loose and chill. And...
yeah, everyone's like relaxed. No one's thinking about work, hopefully. And so like, why not talk? You can put that closer to you or however. I notice you seem to keep putting that as far
away. I don't know. I want to respect the wood.
Oh, don't worry about the wood. Or no coasters for a reason. Go nuts.
So I don't know. I like being like the one guy who gets into a hot tub with a bunch of people who know each other and just kind of be able to listen to their conversations and then eventually kind of join it.
And then you just hit them with a couple of solid semi-professional comedy bits. They're like, wow, who is this charming little salt and pepper gentleman? Is it fucking hysterical? But this guy who's drinking double IPA out of a fucking Magnum bottle.
Yeah, beer and hot tub is the best. And now that, like, because there's a big, like, no glass policy in most pools, most hot
tubs. Now that good beers come in cans.
Beers are in cans. It's amazing.
Dude, I know. I love a fucking plastic tumbler drink in a hot tub. You know what I mean? Or a can. Founders All Day IPA is my, like, poolside.
That's a great hot tub beer.
Wolf Pup Session IPA from Golden Road. One of my favorite pool beers, and then the Oscar Blues Pinner.
That's my great go-to. Session. I haven't had a Pinner in a while. In terms of like hot tub beefs, like problems with hot tubs, like frequent complaints. One would be hours. Like I want to be able to like show up to my hotel.
Close at 9?
I know.
Yeah.
Like Embassy Suites, I think was open to like midnight. Like I think any hot tub should be open to midnight.
Right.
And if it's because you don't want to disturb other hotel guests or you know condo guests, then don't put it. Don't put the hot tub in a place where it will disturb people.
Right, yeah.
Because to me, like, I love, like, flying to LA, flying wherever, been flying all day, and then just, like, grabbing a beer, going to the hot tub.
Yeah, no,
midnight
it's,
or whatever
it's the
time
dream.
It is.
That's nice. Like when Justin and I were doing a job in Montana, we were staying in a hotel for a little bit before we got our own condo. And we were just, like, coming home to a hotel at night, like, especially a work trip, you're like, can't really go out and get drunk. I don't want to go out to eat. I'm in a random town. It's like, let's just go fucking grab a couple of beers from the gas station that's walkable and go sit in the hot tub. And
Perfect. I was in San Diego a month ago on a job there and with this guy, Eric Gerson from UCB, was working on it with me. And we had a great hot tub, the W Hotel San Diego, outdoor hot tub. And yeah, we could like have gone to a bar and, you know, hung out in a noisy environment, or like I just went to like a bottle shop, bought a bunch of good beer, and then just hung out in the hot tub.
It's the dream.
Yeah,
it's fucking great. And I know you're not a weed guy, but fucking smoking a J in a hot tub is a delight.
I'm not a weed guy.
Right.
But I'm not. I'm very much a novice.
Yes.
Fish concerts mostly.
Charlie, every time I learn a new fact about you, it makes me like you even more than I
got already. Really into fish. I don't know if you know that. I'm wearing a fish t-shirt right now. And
I didn't even put it together. I thought it was an actual gin company.
No, it's Bathtub Gin.
When did you get into fish?
I was into fish in high school. All my friends were stoners. I didn't try marijuana until I was like in my 30s. Because I was just like really type A, like, you know, honor roll kind of kid. And I just didn't want to. I don't know. I didn't want
you're
to
like
go
one
in
of, you're like record. A like little Southern charmer kid, you know? You're like a little polite little boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a polite little boy, sure. but all my friends were into weed and into fish, and that kind of went hand in hand. But I don't know. I was into fish without the weed.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college...
You're like the only person who got into them that way.
Yeah. I mean, it was definitely a big part of the culture, I guess. But and then when I went to college, I just made a decision like, I'm not into weed. I like nothing about my personality matches with fish.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just gonna leave that behind and just like be into indie rock.
Yeah.
And be into Dinosaur Jr. and Pavement. That kind of
stuff. Guided by Voices.
Guided by Voices. And so like, and also just like, I don't know. I'm college is that point where you can have a reset and like anything you want to like change about your past, like it's just gone. So I don't want to like tell my freshman year, roommate, my new friends that I'm a fish fan. So I forsook them. And then 10 years after that, or like maybe 14 years after that, I got invited to be on the creative team for one of their New Year's Eve pranks. because Fish does like these big like surprise prank things at their New Year's Eve shows.
Oh, like some sort of stunt or event or something. Yeah. Oh, cool.
And so and they had done a thing that was very flash mobby, like a bunch of actors dancing that's sort of Improv Everywhere esque.
Yeah.
And the year before, and then the creative director for the band, this guy's David Gallo, he's a Broadway set designer. He emailed me and said, "Hey, I work for Fish. We're planning our New Year's Eve stunt. We're thinking of doing something kind of performance based, kind of like Improv Everywhere. Would you come and brainstorm with us?" And I was
That's cool.
This is funny. I used to like this band. And I showed up and Trey was at this like meeting and like got to brainstorm around the table with him. And then part of my compensation was I got tickets to the show. And that that sucked me back in. Like I saw
that's
the show.
So fun. You saw the Madison Square Garden New Year's Eve show?
Well, unfortunately I didn't get New Year's Eve. I got like 12:29 or something.
But still. Yeah.
Great show. Way,
yeah.
So I didn't even get to see the stunt that I consulted on, but I watched well, the YouTube video.
What stunt was that?
So they have a song called Steam that was new at the time. And I mean, I can take very little credit. I just like punched up this idea that
it was a room of people.
Yeah. But it was so they started playing the song Steam at midnight and Trey had like a teapot on stage, which I think sometimes he would have like tea or hot water on stage. And all of a sudden his teapot started steaming and it started floating up in the air. And then like one of his like spare guitars started floating up in the air. And then like parts of the drum kit started floating up.
Oh, cool.
And they like fog everywhere on stage. And then we had performers in the audience who were like Cirque du Soleil type acrobats who were on rigged and they started floating up.
Oh, that's fucking
one contribution I did have. I was like, we should have like a guy dressed like an usher float up and like a bouncer, like security guard.
Yeah. So like you can be like, these guys don't seem like plants. Yeah. That's really fun.
And so it was just this like really cool acrobatic show. And then midnight hit and they played Down with Disease and it was a good show.
Oh, that's so
I mean,
fun.
I've only seen it on video, but.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I went to that show. Next day, I drank too much and like didn't fully remember the show, but downloaded it and just got in this habit of like listening to Fish shows while I work. You know, like you, I work from home.
Right.
I'm not annoying anybody else besides my wife and my Fish. But yeah, got sucked into it.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I haven't been stoned in a hot tub.
Yeah.
I don't think.
It's a real delight.
Yeah.
It's a real, they go well together.
Yeah.
If you like being high, you're going to like being in a hot tub.
I like it okay.
Yeah. Two beers, a joint, whatever gets you to that next level of unwind. I just love it. That's what I was so excited about when I went to Portland, because Oregon was recreational at the time. I mean, it still is, but L.A., California wasn't, so I had never been to a recreational state. Not that it mattered, because I've been medicinal for so long, but it was
dope. But it's still cool to be able to purchase it without...
Yeah, like, to bring Tiffin. That was the coolest thing. Yeah.
Wait, why? Because Tiffany didn't have a...
She never had a card, so she's like never came to a weed store with me until MedMen started allowing non-card holders in.
Oh, okay.
But then Tiff came in with me and like got going shopping for joints, went back, got in the hot tub... set up a little like ashtray and glass of red wine and fucking lit my joint and kind of like leaned out so I wouldn't ash in the hot tub.
Nice.
And just hung out there on the balcony. Fucking, I mean, also hotel balcony hot tubs, if you're not in like a cool hotel, like I was looking at like the air conditioning vent of the next door building, you know what I mean? Like the view was gross.
Yeah,
it was like a New York City. Yeah, it was like, yeah, exactly. It was like a New York City balcony, but around you was just small town bullshit. Like, you know.
Are you a bubbles on or bubbles off person?
I love a timer. I love a bubbles are on. Oh, they went off. Nothing's.
But don't get up right away.
Yeah, we no rush. Yeah, let's just deal with this for a little bit. Maybe the next person comes in, we'll hit it, or maybe it's like, should we get the bubbles going again? You know.
Yeah. Conversationally, I like bubbles off. Because
it's a little quieter.
Yeah. If I'm in a hot tub by myself, bubbles on, fine.
Yeah.
But if I'm going to be talking to somebody,
it gives you a little bit of that sensory deprivation in a good way, where you
little
like,
white noise.
Yeah, you don't hear everyone around you. Yeah.
But I get annoyed by people that are like, as soon as that timer's up, like somebody jumps up and like we have to always have one. Like, it's on the timer for a reason, man. Chill out.
Yeah, relax. This is a hot tub.
Yeah.
It ain't going anywhere. The bubbles will be back, baby.
Do you have a personal favorite hot tub? Like,
ooh,
memorable?
Oh, yeah. Memorable hot tub. One time at a party in high school, I jumped like out of like a swing set or like a tree, I was shit-faced, into a hot tub,
and like knocked one of the walls out, and we fucking like, it was like one of those shitty little like four wall hot, and I just,
oh, like a plastic above ground.
Yeah, plastic above ground.
And
I broke it, and we like, oh, everyone in it spilled out down like the front yard, like down the side yard and shit. I was like, felt so bad.
Those plastic ones are so shitty.
Yeah, you're not definitely not supposed to jump in any hot tubs, but that one in particular.
But the plastic ones, like, they're not deep, and like, one side of it is usually like a recliner kind of,
which doesn't behoove four people in it. Like, it's fine if you're just,
it takes up way too much real estate.
Right. And also the recliner is, the hot tub is not 7 feet across. It's always 4 feet across. Yeah. And who can recline if
Now,
if you're 5'5" or above, you can't like recline in that. It's four tiny people.
Yeah.
Ooh, best hot tub. I love the hot tub at, what was the hotel we stayed at for Tukulescu's bachelor party? It's a great little spa in there.
Where was it?
It'll come to me. The Mirage. We stayed at the Mirage. Oh, that was Doug's birthday party. One of the Mirage and the Wind both have amazing ones. Oh, the Delano, which is attached to one of the other hotels. The
Vegas as well.
Yeah, Vegas has a great, it's all black tile and shit. Hot tub is really cool.
Here's my favorite thing to do on vacation is hot tub hop. Meaning like, my wife and I were in Puerto Rico a couple of years ago before the storm. And we were staying at one hotel, but over the course of our like four nights there, we probably went to 10 hot tubs.
Let's walk to the hotel next door.
Yeah, just go out on the beach, walk. And then part of this, I admit, is white privilege, particularly in a place like Puerto Rico. But, you know, if you were like a white couple in their 30s and you're walking into a neighboring hotel, you're probably not going to get stopped and be like, are you staying here?
You look
like a tourist.
Yes. And also if you're spending money, nobody cares usually. Like if you're going to buy, a drink there or something.
I wasn't
like,
spending any money. I was just using their hot tubs.
I was actually stealing towels and kind of still ketchup bottles from every hotel.
But, like when I'm booking a place, if we're going on a vacation to like a beach area, like I try to find not like a private beach hotel, but a big beach that's like, you know, a mile long.
That has, so you can go tons six of more hotels to choose from or whatever.
Yeah. First of all, that's just my personality. I like being somewhere I'm not supposed to be. And I like sneaking in places and breaking the rules.
See, you were a polite little boy. Now you're a little rebel man.
Well, yeah. And I've always liked not following the rules.
Yes.
When they're like silly rules, like, you know.
You've pretty much built your entire career on some version of like breaking the rules.
Unauthorized behavior.
Yeah, exactly.
But like victimless crimes, like it's not costing anybody money if I sit in their hot tub.
Right. You know? Yeah. It's not costing anyone money if I have synchronized swimmers in the public fountain.
Exactly.
Like, we're all having fun.
Exactly. Yeah. But yeah, we hot tub hopped all of the hotels that are on the strip of beach in like Condado where we're staying. And then we were just like, all right, we're going to drive to the Hilton, you know, that's like 10-minute drive away and just park in their parking lot and go through their lobby and go to their, you know,
that's
complex.
Really fun.
It's great.
That's really fun.
Yeah. Cause you get bored of your own, you know, you're in a hot tub pool area. You're there for a little while. Like, you've done it.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. You can check out the scene somewhere else.
I love when you're like staying at a random hotel, like, you know, you're somewhere for work or like a wedding and you're just like, what is this? What are we going to do with this hotel? I got like 3 hours to go. Oh shit. They have a hot tub. Oh, let's go sit in the hot tub. And then you're like, the next day, you're like, we should get in the hot tub before the flight, right? Shouldn't we get up and make sure we get in the hot
tub?
You know,
that.
Like,
a morning hot tub.
I love a morning tub at a hotel. Like, especially on a wedding day, like on that Sunday, if you can get up before brunch, get like a fucking hour in the tub, drink down some water or an iced coffee, even, you know?
Yeah, if I've got like a 2 p.m. flight, checking out of the hotel, you know, try to get that late checkout at like noon.
Yes,
get hot tub one last time.
Yeah,
fuck. Take a shower, you're ready to go, ready to fly home.
Dude, yeah, and it's so fun. I love hotel life. Like, as someone who's had to travel, stay at bullshit hotels and nice hotels for various careers, but I love the idea of like, all right, what's the deal with this hotel? What's going on here? Oh, they have the free coffee in the morning. It's not bad. I'll go grab a coffee. And it's like, oh, right. The bananas are always out by the gym. I'll do that. And it's like, you know,
stopping by the gym to get the orange and the apple and a bottle of water.
It's not about the free stuff. It's more about like, what else is going on at this place? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, that's why I like that Embassy Suites Glendale, man. You get your free breakfast.
Right?
In the morning,
yeah.
Free internet.
Well, sometimes these hotels too will be like, oh, they're playing like a random soccer match in the lobby, and you're like, all right, well, I'll go. And you sit at the lobby bar and they're like, you know, it's $2 wine day, or, you know, and you're like, you know what, fuck it, I'll have a glass of red. Like, I love just discovering the mic, like,
It's, I guess it's like micro traveling in that, like, I love to go somewhere and be like, what's the culture here? What's the vibe? And do
what
whatever it is.
What weird conference is at this hotel?
Exactly. But if you shrink it down to like the Embassy Suites in Glendale, you're like, what's going on here? Who's staying here? How's the hot tub scene? Is there room, sir? Oh, there's a vending machine that has Powerade. Oh, I'm definitely hitting that at midnight. You know, like some whatever bullshit you get excited about.
I like hotels, and I'm at an Airbnb right now, and I was in an Airbnb when I was here a couple weeks ago. And that's, it's fine. Like, we're with a group of people. If you're with like more than a couple people, it's way cheaper to do an Airbnb.
Yes. And you can have like a true bedroom.
We're in a 7-bedroom, 7-bath house right now, because there's 7 people from Improv everywhere who are working on this project from New York. And it's like, it was way cheaper. It's this mansion by Rendon Canyon, but it's way cheaper. But
so
the things you get in a hotel, one, we don't have a pool or a hot tub.
Right.
But like, a hotel room is built for sleeping and for comfort.
Yes.
Airbnb, it's like there's no window treatments. Like I knew that. I brought a sleep mask.
Yeah.
You know, no real like white noise.
The temperature is always kind of like, you can't. I love a freezing cold hotel room with their big ass fucking blanket. My first thing I do when I get into a hotel is just go over to the thermometer and hold the down arrow until it stops.
Yeah. I've gotten really into like 68, 69 degrees. I've realized that I sleep really well at that temperature.
No. The colder it is, it needs to be that cold. And ideal sleeping for me is that cold, but with a big blanket. But I do not I sleep in just underwear. But right. I need like all three. Those three together is like the perfect.
Yeah, I need a little weight on me. Since I'm out of town right now, my wife told me that she's been sleeping on top of the bed because she prefers that. And I didn't really, I never really knew that. Yeah, like on top of the comforter.
She sleeps above the sheets, 6 feet above the sheets.
But she has like a little blanket or whatever that she has, but she's just like,
that's so.
Yeah, and I'm the opposite. Like, I like a little bit of weight.
Yeah, you know. Me too. Do you have a dog?
No.
I forget. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Artie sleeps with us, so that's kind of annoying. We sleep like the three of us in a queen. But then, like, when Tiff and I are in a hotel that's a king size bed without Arthur,
yeah,
we're always like, oh, we're going to fuck like gymnasts in this thing. And instead what we do is sleep 5 feet away from each other and love
it.
Yeah, it's like she's sprawled, I'm sprawled. My snoring is less obtrusive if I'm drunk. And she's like not rolling. She's not fidgeting and bothering me. The bed is so, we're so far apart from each other. We're not giving each other any body heat. We're like, oh, we thought this was going to be romantic. Instead, we are enjoying being physically apart from one another.
So you just brought up having sex with your wife. I'm curious, to bring it back to hot tubs, what do you think about sex and hot tubs? And in general, because there is like a whole hot tub culture thing of
you gotta fuck in the hot tub. It's like Jersey Shore or like Big Brother.
I remember like I was in like third grade, I was in the band Poison, and like their album opened up and say, like in the like I had the cassette, like in the liner notes inside, it was like CeCe DeVille in a hot tub with like two, you know, bikini girls or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
and you're like,
that's like that's sort of the thing, like hot tub.
Right, boning in a hot tub. I've done it. Not with my wife.
Having sex in water in general is not, I don't find it to be pleasant.
It's not ideal.
Yeah.
I don't think it's actually good.
It's not. For all water you, you shitheads out there listening.
Water is actually an anti-lubricant.
Yeah, you don't want water going up.
You do not want to be forcing hot chlorinated water into your wife's cervix during doggy. Yeah. But you can get out of the water.
Yeah, half in, half out.
The thighs sense. In the water boning is pretty exciting. If you can, but that's the excitement level of fucking in a hot tub is the excitement level of fucking in public.
Outdoors.
Yeah. It's more about the outdoor sex. And I think if I had my own hot tub, it would be like kind of sexy to, like, if I had in my yard. And that's like my dream, of course. It's LA. I want to eventually have a pool and a hot tub so bad, and a sauna. And you can come stay with me instead of fucking 7.
That's where, yeah. I would totally stay with you. But not if you're fucking in your hot tub every night.
I pee and come in my hot tub. Guys, welcome to Gabrus's wild, wet world. Do whatever the fuck you want. Anyone, body fluids.
All fluids allowed.
All fluids allowed. I turn a hakaloogie into my pool.
I bleed in your hot tub.
But I think it would be just as much of a charge to be having sex in your backyard as it would be to be in the hot tub.
Yeah.
The only thing about the hot tub is that it's like you're already usually one or two articles of clothing away from being naked, if not already naked. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's hard to, it's hard to get hard when it's that hot too.
I've never thought about that.
Let's try.
But wait, it's not,
I'm going to close the door and turn the heat on in the room. Let's see if we can get
it. It's not easier to get it up in a cold body of water.
No, no,
so
it's
you
not.
Think there's a sweet spot in between?
Yeah, I think 98.6 degrees is the sweet spot. You know?
So that's what the body temperature pool is for in those Vegas spots.
Yeah, just to
that's
get hard. It's for old men, for the Cialis to kick in before they go fuck like the prostitute and the...
Or where you can sit and jerk off in front of your 12-year-old brother.
Oh, yeah. Fingers crossed. That fucking creep. You're still out there, bro. I know. You better have gotten caught. Well, I hope you didn't. I hope you stopped. Period. I hope no one else... Why am I talking about this still? Well, now we got to go tubbing, and we got to drink some Session IPAs together.
Yeah. Let's do it. I don't have plans tomorrow night. Let's go book a room at the...
Wait. Oh, but you're not at the...
No, MSC I don't Swiss. Have a hot tub where I am now.
You ready to try to...
Do we know anybody who has... Eric Scott used to live in that place in Hollywood and Vine.
Yeah.
Great rooftop hot tub. My cousin lived in that same building. I went to that hot tub a couple times.
Oh, that's awesome. Fantastic. I'm trying to think of who we know that has a hot tub. Gamberling.
All
right. Show up at his house. We show up.
I'm going to text Gamberling for the first time in my life. Hey, man, it's Charlie Todd. I heard you got a hot tub.
Hey, Gamers and I were just hanging out. Thought we'd swing by. Like, he comes up, like, you know, not as your contact. It's like just the number in his phone.
Yeah. Siri says, maybe Charlie Todd.
Yeah, exactly. Charlie, thanks for talking to me about hot tubs. What would you like to plug on the way out of here? Obviously, Improv Everywhere. And
yeah. So Improv Everywhere at ImprovEverywhere.com. And my wife and I have a podcast, political podcast, Two Beers In, Tipsy Political Roundtable, where we get guests, like writers from all the late night comedy shows, like Daily Show, Colbert, and some journalists, too.
I was going to say, and some political people,
yeah, we had Katie Turr on.
That's
recently.
Awesome, yeah.
Steve Kornacki, who's like the math guy on MSNBC, Pat Kiernan. Yeah, and we drink beer and talk about politics. It's a live show at UCB in New York.
Oh, that's so fun. It's a great podcast, guys. Give it a listen. And where are you? What's your Twitter if people want to tweet at us what they feel, how like their hot tub do's and don'ts?
Yeah, I'm at Charlie Todd. You know, maybe tweet at me some pictures of your favorite hot tubs. I don't know.
Yeah, let's see some hot tub pics. We're going to end up getting ourselves into trouble. Send us some hot tub pics of yourself and your closest girlfriends all kissing.
Let us know if you get hard in hot tubs.
Yeah. Well, tell us about whether or not you get hard in hot tubs. Do you like drinking hot tubs, smoking weed in hot tubs? Get at us with that hot tub info. We need to have a, like... Fucking Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives for hot tubs.
Oh, man.
Where we travel the world amazing. And be like, let's we're here this. In Munich, Germany, where they're doing hot tubs their own way.
Let's turn the bubbles on and pop the cans.
Oh, man. I'm relaxed. My sciatic is gone. We're just like fucking cutting promos the whole time.
I bet. Let's pitch it.
As always, I'm at Gabrus on Twitter. Rate me 5 stars, throw some comments. Listen to Action Boys on Patreon and Raised by TV on Apple Podcasts or Earwolf or Stitcher Premium. However you get podcasts, motherfucker. Bye, shitheads.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.